as lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Last week, because we're in the month of November, we started looking at what we call living by faith. Living by faith. Living by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, we read it, and then
Habakkuk
also
Galatians
3 verse 11. Habakkuk 2 verse 4, behold, the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
The just shall live by his faith. And then we decided to look for the meaning of that. And that was the whole sermon for last week. We said, number one, it means the welfare of the just on this earth is anchored on his faith. We also said, number two, it means the quality of life of the just is anchored on his faith. The quality of life that you will have as a child of God is as a result of the faith you have. Certain things will not be allowed in your life if there is faith at work in your life. But your life will be clouded with certain strange things if you are not walking in faith. Number three, we said the faith of the just is anchored on his faith. His faith, as in F-A-T-E, what you become. What will happen to you? His faith is determined by his faith. F-A-I-T-H. What you believe is what determines what will happen to you. And then we also said the future of the just is anchored on his faith. Your future is connected to your faith today. What you will become tomorrow is connected to what you believe today. Ask the one by you, what do you believe today? Please help me. Ask the person, what do you believe today? It will determine what you are going to become tomorrow. Nobody goes to read any course in school unless he believes he wants to become something.
So,
what you are believing today is what determines what you become tomorrow. May you have a positive mentality from today. And may you begin to believe the right things so that tomorrow will be good for you. We also said the longevity of the just on this earth is connected to his faith. How long you can live on this earth is a function of what you believe you will have. If you believe that life begins at 40 and ends at 70, that is what will happen to you. Some people have started their life already by age 18. They are on their destiny path. If you believe that you will find your destiny when you are 40, it's who you are. It is your own cup of tea. If you believe that, oh, every man will die or every human being will die at age 70, by the time you are 60 or 65, your own body will start telling you you are 5 years more.
Because
that's what you believe, that 70 years human beings must die. But I see you crossing the 100 limit. Your amen can be a believer's one. I see you crossing the 100 limit. I see some people laughing at there, laughing back. You don't want to be 100 years. You don't want to be too old, eh? You can be 100 and strong. They don't need to come and dry you. In the sun. You see the way they come and dry some people in the sun. You can be 100 and still be strong. It is what you believe that determines what happens to you. Amen.
Amen.
And so God cannot help you beyond what you believe. That is why the man told Jesus, help my unbelief. Help me to believe. Help me in case my faith is not enough. For whatever you are looking for this November, that your faith is not enough, may God help your faith.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, the Lord is helping you.
Amen.
I said, may God help your faith. May God help your faith. May God support your faith. Whatever you are believing in this season of possibility, this week as we engage God, whatever you are believing that God will use the prophets who are coming to achieve in your life, I pray that may God support that faith for you.
Amen.
Clap your 2 hands and say it will happen practically.
Now,
or say it will happen for me.
Say,
clap your 2 hands together for the Lord. So now, write down. Why faith determines the life of the just? Why would the just live by their faith? Why is the life of the just being determined by their faith? Why is it that what you believe is what determines what happens to you? Why is it that what you believe is what will determine the future you can have? Why is it that what you believe will determine your faith in life? Because number one, faith in God is the tap root that draws on the life of God. It is the tap root that helps you to be connected to the life of God. The life of God is what we call Zoe. That is the life that God has. The immeasurable life. The eternal life. The life that is free of sickness. The life that is free of shame. The life that is free of limitation. The life free of curses. And that is the life that Jesus came to give us. In John chapter 10, the verse number 10,
it
said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you will have life. You will have Zoe, the life of God. And you will have it be without limit. Or you will have it beyond measure. I prophesy over 100 people here. Whatever Lucifer has stolen from you, whatever the devil has captured from you, whatever the devil has tempered in your destiny, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, may your faith in Jesus command the restoration for you. May your faith in Jesus bring you a restoration. May your faith in Jesus bring you a restoration. return. Whatever witches and wizards have destroyed, whatever the enemy has touched, whatever the enemy has tempered with, whatever the enemy has taken from you, I speak over your life. I speak over your life that it is coming back to you. 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 That marriage is coming back. That favor is coming back. That zeal is coming back. That passion is coming back. That money is coming back. That visa is coming back. The opportunity to travel is coming back. The ministry is coming back. The academic door is opening the day. If you shout, I am the one, you have it. If you shout, I am the one, you have it. If you shout, I am the one, it will be yours. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. The Bible said that for the thief cometh to kill, there are certain things that used to be that are no longer in your life. There are things that used to be in existence that are no longer in your life. You used to be enjoying peace of mind. You used to be enjoying your business. You used to be running your job. You used to be having a good relationship. You used to be in a good marriage. You used to be traveling up and down doing business. You used to have good health and vitality. But maybe as I'm speaking to you now, when you set through your life, you realize that the enemy has tempered with that blessing. You realize that you cannot find that miracle. It looks like things have changed in your life for the longer. It looks like the marriage is going down. It looks like the spirituality is falling away. It looks like the academic destiny is having a shipwreck. And it looks like the business is collapsing. It looks like nobody is interested in you. That thing that used to be, that looks like it is no more. I came as the prophet of God in this season of possibility. Whatever the devil has killed, whatever the enemy has killed, it is coming back to life. 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 Your business is coming back. Your marriage is coming back. Your education is coming back. Your prosperity is coming back. Your peace of mind is coming back. Your favor connection is coming back. People will like you again. People will sponsor you again. People will support you again. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands together, say, I receive.
To steal, to kill and to destroy, I have come that they may have life. Say restoration.
Restoration.
Shout it, restoration.
Restoration.
I have come that they may have the life of God. And that they may have it more abundantly. Sit down. But how can you draw on this life I'm talking about? The life that is in Christ Jesus. The life that is in God. The Zoe life. The life that cannot carry sickness. The life that cannot fail. The life that cannot make errors. The life that cannot be limited by witches or wizards. We draw on the life of God by faith. Write it down. We draw on the life of God by our faith. The just
shall live by their faith. The just shall have Zoe by their faith. If you believe that God cannot carry it, so I cannot also carry it. God cannot be cursed, so you cannot be cursed. God cannot be hospitalized, so you cannot be hospitalized. God cannot fail, so you cannot fail. That God cannot suffer shame, so you cannot suffer shame. If that is your faith, then you are drawing on the life of God. You are drawing on the life of God. And as he is, so are we. As he is, so will you be. As he is, so will you be. You are coming out of that sickbed. Barakataka, barakataka. I say you are coming out of that sickbed. You are coming out of that sickness. You are coming out of that shame. You are coming out of that intimidation. You are coming out of that frustration. You are coming out of that limitation. You are coming out of failure. Whatever is standing in your way, by the faith of God, you are coming out. Shout, I am coming out. Shout, I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out of marital failure. I am coming out of marital curse. I am coming out of poverty. I am coming out of the curse of struggle. Like father, like son. I am coming out like mother, like daughter. I am coming out. If you are the one, your amen will show. Say, I am coming out. Clap your hands.
Come, send me a new
We have come to draw. Draw from you again. We have come to draw from you again.
We have sing
come
it.
To draw.
We have come to draw. We have come to draw. Are you here to draw? You are drawing your business. You are drawing your victory. You are drawing from the life of God. You are pulling. You are pulling it. You are drawing it. As you have come to connect, you are drawing the supernatural. You are drawing from the life of God. Barakata kabriki tiki brakata. Lekete kete tiki brakata.
We've come to draw.
I have come to draw.
We have come to draw.
Draw from you again.
We have come to draw.
We have come to draw. I draw out my marriage.
We
have come to draw means that the thing is there.
Yes, I didn't know how.
And you are taking your portion.
And I won't fail with
you. So I take my own marriage.
As I'm a family warrior.
You are not here. The season of possibilities now. So I draw my marriage. Maybe you are already married. But what you are in is like a boxing arena. What you have is not marriage. Marriage is like eating. You are supposed to enjoy it. So if you are not enjoying it, you are not in marriage. You are in a mirage. Do you know a mirage? A mirage is the thing that looks like. Let me tell you something. When you're on the highway, you lift up your eyes in the middle of the afternoon, and you look far, and the road looks as if there is water ahead of you. How many of you have seen that thing before? Scientists will tell you that is as a result of refraction of light. It makes you look far away. It looks like there is water on that road. Scientists call it mirage. When you get there, there will be no water. Then you keep going. That means that the thing looks like, but it is not it. Some of you are in a certain life that looks like, it looks like you are rich, but you are not. It looks like you are married, but you are not. It looks like what you are in is marriage, but it is not marriage. It looks like it, but it is not it. It looks like you are working, but you are not really working. Because by the time your salary enters into your pocket, it's finished. Say every mirage in my life, say it is changing. 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 Whatever that looks like, that is not the reality, I drop it. Say, I draw my marriage. I draw my prosperity. I draw my miracle. I draw my testimony. I draw my healing. I draw my breakthrough. Say, I draw my breakthrough. I draw my favor. Say, whatever is mine that the enemy has hijacked, I take it. My possession. Clap your two hands and confess. Confess it. I take it. Are you drawing it? Are you drawing it? Are you drawing it?
Maria Padaba, oh Rapaswa Katapa, oh Sapalia Sapa, we draw our marriage, we draw our blessings.
Hear the word of the Lord. Whatever has been missing in action in your life, in the name of Jesus, whatever has been missing in your destiny from today, it is found. It is found.
Amen.
It is found.
Amen.
It is found.
Amen.
Your lost blessing is found.
Amen.
Your missing blessing is found.
Amen.
Your missing opportunities are found.
Shadadaka.
Your breakthrough is found.
Yes, Lord.
Your opportunities are found.
In the name of Jesus.
Your doors are found.
Yes, Lord.
Your marriage is found.
Oh, yes.
Your children are found.
Shadadaka.
Your testimony is found.
Shadadaka.
Your miracle is found. Shout, I find it.
I find it.
Shout, it is found. Shout, it is found. Shout, it is found.
Amen.
Amen.
Number two. How do you draw? Or how? Why? Why is this that the just shall live by their faith? Why faith determines the life of the just? Number one, we said because faith in God is what draws on the supernatural, draws on his life. Everything that makes up his life. Which means the quality of life of God is only accessed by faith. Otherwise, you'll be like, you see, any dog, you'll be like a dog that cannot bark. If you see a dog that cannot bark, it, clearly, there's something wrong with the dog. You must look like your source. If God is your father, you must look like God. If the life he carries is not what you carry, then you are a strange being. And that is why you need the faith of God to receive the life of God in your own life. Number two, faith in God draws on the supernatural strength of God. Not just the life of God, but also the strength of God, the power of God. Nobody can have access to the power of God without faith. The woman who was bleeding for 12 years, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be able to tap into his strength, his power to heal. I've seen people healed, but the crowd is too much that this man will not notice me. So I've seen the power of healing on the man, but as I touch the hem of his garment, I believe that I am going to tap into that strength, tap into that power. So we draw from the strength or the power of the Lord through faith. Matthew 9:20. Acts chapter 3 verse 16. Peter was explaining what has happened to the man at the gate of Beautiful.
Now Petro at the
and Peter said, and his name. Then Peter stopped. Then he rephrased it again, better. For them to understand how it works. Because if Peter just said in his name, oh, he's healed, you will not know what you must also do. So Peter stopped there. That's why that it looks like is there a repetition or something? But the second statement has an element that Peter left in the first one. That's why he brought it. He said, and in his name, comma, through faith. In his name, Peter corrected himself. Through faith in his name, not just Jesus. Those days when I was young, I remember sometimes I'll be praying on the park. I'm praying, I'm afraid too. Then I'll see some cats going to his house. Then I start directing my prayer again. What has the cat done to you? I was praying too, but I was afraid.
I'm a bomb person, Mr.
Some of you will be praying, but you're afraid.
I'm a bomb person, Mr.
So you can mention Jesus, but it's out of fear.
But me up on Jesus. Now,
have you seen someone who saw a belt and Jesus? It's fear. You can be in your room when you just see some marks on your ceiling. You imagine some horror. Has it happened to you before? I remember one day. I think that by then I was very young. I was with my biological family. We were still around here. I should be around 9 years thereabout. Nine to ten.
Nah, you do.
And we're staying around this area. And there's a big tree behind our house. It's a very big tree with branches. And you know, once in a while, when they are weak, you see, some will drop. And then when they drop, they will fall on the roofing sheets. So you hear bang. Once in a while. And then I think whether my mother or somebody like had a bad dream that night. So she woke up and woke all of us up. It's a single room, so we woke everybody up. And they said, let's pray. No need, Nane. This is what I've seen. So she was afraid and she called all of us. So everybody, and I was the little creepy that is among them. You get it? So then we had to get up. I was feeling sleepy. We just have to rest. And as we were praying, I don't know where this branch came from. That day, it was like a stampede. Have you seen a stampede? As we were praying,
yeah,
in midnight, and all of a sudden,
We heard bang on the roof. Then my mother said, I'm up. So then it's like our prayer has caught the witch. You see, has fallen. So we increase. Hey, even those of us who were those in Klano, I feel you know yet. Have you seen that prayer before? The one that you are praying like you are prepared. Something happened. Hey, Radia. Say fear.
Who?
Remember, we are afraid. It was just fear. The following day, I went for a ladder in the house.
Oh, fear.
And I went to place it behind and I climbed.
I'm a fool. He's go
to see whether the witch is still there.
Say, before that's what the dinosaur
was. See whether it was a pot, whether it was an arrow. To my disappointment, it was an old branch.
They say, Diana, how many people?
That had
put. And I've a ton chance in dinosaur.
So later, I told my mother and my sisters, and I was laughing at them that they're showing me in a conyas only like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Peter says that not just in his name,
and then
not just to say, oh Jesus, not just
me, yes,
but faith in his name has made this man strong. So we are able to draw on the supernatural strength of God, the power of God,
to me
by our faith.
By
our faith. Look at, listen, faith makes strong. Tell somebody, faith makes strong. Faith makes strong. That's why Jesus told someone, I've not seen such strong faith like this. Because faith can make strong. I pray that wherever you are weak, may the faith in the name of Jesus make you strong. I just prophesied over somebody here. I said, wherever you are weak, may the faith in the name of Jesus make you strong. Your academic destiny is weak, you are becoming strong. If health wise you are weak, you are becoming strong. If your relationship is weak, it's becoming strong. If your marriage is weak, it's becoming strong. If your business is weak, it's becoming stronger. You are connected to the strength of God. By your faith, you are connected to the strength of God. By what you believe, receive the strength of God. 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 Shout, whatever is weak in my life is becoming strong. Say, health wise, I am becoming strong. She am becoming strong. Say, I will not be weak. Say, I will not be weak. I am getting stronger and stronger. Even as I age, the more I grow, the more stronger I become. The more I grow, the stronger I become. The more I grow, the stronger I become. It's what you believe that determines what you have. If you cannot believe that, the Bible says that even when Moses was 80 years, 80 years.
In fear, 80 you're watching.
I'm not sure there's someone 80 here.
Minimum be a fear you're watching.
Not even our father. I'm not sure there's somebody. The Bible says that Moses was 80 years and still he was strong like a young man.
Trust him. Now Moses said, "Didn't fear you're watching." So still
Bible says that his eyes were not dim.
Now trust him. Said
that means that his eyes had not become weak. Because old age comes with weakness of your body organs and then cells. But the Bible says that none of them in the wilderness became feeble. They journeyed for 40 years and yet none of them became sick. And none of them became weak. I speak over your life. From now to 31st, you will not fall sick. I said, you are not going to fall sick. You are not going to be hospitalized. You are not going to carry sickness about. Receive the manifestation of your healing.
Receive the manifestation of your healing. Receive the manifestation of your healing. Good health will be your portion. Vitality will be your portion. Strength of body will be your portion. Strength of health will be your portion. You will not get tired too easy. You will not get tired easily. You will not get weak easily. When you go for one all night, then you are tired. When you do one ministry, then you are tired. When you do some activity, then you are tired. But after today, the strength of the Lord is coming upon you. The power of the Most High is coming upon you. And though you will be 80, you will be strong like a young man. You will be 80 years. And you will look like an 18 years. Receive it in the name of the Lord. He renews my hair like that of the eagle. He renews my hair like a youth. The Lord is renewing your organs.
Amen.
He's renewing your cells.
Amen.
He's renewing your organs.
Amen.
He's renewing your cells.
Amen.
He's reviving your system.
Yes, Lord.
You are becoming like a younger person.
In the name of Jesus.
If you are 30 years, receive the strength of a 20 years. Receive the strength of a 15 years. If you are 50 years, receive the strength of an 80 years. Receive! Clap your two hands together. It's what you believe. You cannot believe it, you cannot have it.
So I want to mean, I want to send to me.
You cannot believe, you cannot have it. That an 80 years man looks, walks, behaves like 18 years man.
So obi a wedding fear you watching. Eh yan niamat so obi a wedding fear do watching.
It is a supernatural strength of God.
Eh onyankopon ahoten.
Can I hear an amen?
Menya amen anope.
Oh, can I hear an amen? Bible said that through faith Abraham became strong.
Shows I'm saying enam gdm Abraham
strengthened in faith.
When you want then eh gdm
Romans 4 verse 20. The Bible says that if your strength fails you in the day of adversity, it means that your strength is small. When temptation comes against you, and the temptation wins over you, the reason is because your strength is low. Temptation comes to everybody. That thing that has happened to you, it has happened to someone before. Temptations of sin. Temptations of hardship. Loss of a life or loss of a property or something.
So what should it be?
Any kind of temptation.
The
Bible says that if that temptation overtakes you,
trust them, says,
the diagnosis is that your strength is small. That's
why.
It's because your strength is small.
Yes,
that's why you fail.
Anything I share.
Because your strength is small.
That's
why, because of hunger, you can't go to church.
Anything I come into, want to be
because your strength is small. That's why you have problem at home. You can't serve God again.
Anything I now how fear want to be.
It's a sign that your strength is small.
It's
a tell somebody. It's a sign.
Catch up. Say Ashen Sudi.
Tell him if something happens to you.
Say Bibi too.
And you stop serving God.
Now
it is a sign that you are weak. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. May the strength of God be imparted into your life. May the strength of God be imparted into your life.
Amen.
May the strength of God enter into your life. No matter what will come your way, you will prevail. No matter what will befall you, you are more than a conqueror. No matter what the devil delivers at your doorstep, you will conquer it. Shout, I'm more than a conqueror. Shout, I'm more than a conqueror. Shout, I'm more than a conqueror. Shall I conquer? Shall I overcome? Shall I prevail? Shall I shall not fall? Shall I shall not fall? Shall I shall not be discouraged? Shall I shall not give up? For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. No matter what befalls you, you shall not lack. You shall not want.
For
the Lord is your shepherd.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Ever troubled waters in your life is becoming still waters.
It's
somebody's prophecy. Every troubled waters, the Bible says that he leads you beside the still waters. Any troubled, is it sheep, sheep will never drink from a water that looks troubled. Like if the surface of the water looks rough, like because on the surface of the water, the sheep will run, it will never drink. Amen. That's how sheep are. And that's why people don't like to be in places where there's trouble. I get what I'm saying. And David says that when the Lord is your leader, your shepherd, he leads you beside still waters, quiet waters. Any issue that is bubbling in your life, any issue that is bubbling around your business, your career, your office, in your office, I speak the stillness of God over it. Just as Jesus commanded the storms to be still, I command that business to be still.
Amen.
I command that marriage to be still.
Amen.
I command that relationship to be still.
Amen.
I command that education to be still.
Amen.
I command that body to be still.
Amen.
I command that financial life to be still.
In the name of Jesus.
I command whatever looks troubled to be still. Anything that is discharging trouble, small, it's like the thing. It's like you are. It is discharging small trouble. It's like Emma Uyem show kakra. Uji wano yema show kakra. It looks like the thing is about to bring you trouble. I speak stillness over that thing. Amen. Shout your amen.
Amen.
Scream your amen.
Amen.
Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. A week by this time.
Now watch your Sunday.
As you are coming back.
Hey,
you are coming with peace. You are coming with stillness. You are coming with a testimony. You are returning with a testimony. Clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. Amen.
Amen.
Can find that in Proverbs 24 verse 10. If you're weak, if you fail, or you fall in temptation, it means that you are weak. Number 3, faith in God makes your victory to be won before your battles arrive. It guarantees your victory before the arrival of battle. Can you imagine if a boxer is going to fight and already he has been crowned victorious? It is faith that makes boxers tell each other that you are finishing in second round. I'll finish you in second round. It is faith that makes a boxer look at his opponent. And sometimes it's not like he's saying because he thinks that challenge. He's saying because he believes it. That's all. He believes that he's going to conquer. Not because the person is cheap. Amen.
Amen.
I get what I'm saying. It is faith that gives you victory before the battle arrives. From now to
December,
any battle that is raging, I command your victory over that battle. Did you get what I just said?
What's the of any kind?
I said from now to the end of December, every raging battle, an academic raging battle,
social,
maybe financial raging battle,
maybe
a battle in your career. You are trying to become something, yet the devil says you will never become it. When it is time for you to do something, then you are down. Then you are sick, you can't write the exam.
You are trying to become something. But there is a battle around you. You are gathering money to achieve something. As you gather, the devil lift up an opposition. All of a sudden, you either lose a job. Or that is when your customers drop. Or that is when troubles rage in your family and you squander all your money solving them. No! I prophesy over your life, over your finances, over your career, over your job, over your education, over your ministry, over all that concerns you. And I declare every battle that you are involved by the faith in the name of Jesus. You are winning that battle. You are winning that battle. You are winning that battle. Academic battle. You are winning it. Ministry battle. You are winning it. Financial battle. You are winning it. Shout battle. Shout battle. Shout battle. Shout battle. Say every battle. Emotional battle. Marital battle. Academic battle. Psychological battle. Health battle. Every battle raging in my life. Say I win. Say I win. Say I conquer. Say I prevail. Say I prevail. Say I am a winner. Say I am declared a winner. Declare yourself a winner. I declare I'm a winner. In men's clothes. I declare I'm a winner. In your job, declare you a winner. In your marriage, declare you a winner. In your education, declare you are not a failure, but you are a winner.
See, I'm a winner. Before the battle comes, faith is what makes you take the position of a winner. It declares your victory. The Bible says that this is, he said, he asks like a question, what is it that gives him victory? Then he answered, even their faith. Whoever is born of God overcomes this world.
Then
he said, and this is the victory that overcomes their faith. So it is your faith that will make you conquer. You see, everybody is saying that, hey, this family, we don't marry, You say, and you are 21. And you are hearing them seeing how your sister is struggling, how your aunties are struggling, how this, how that. They say, oh, we don't marry. And you are seeing it. If I were you, I would take the posture of faith. So that I will conquer it before I turn 24. Or I turn 25. I get what I'm saying. Whatever you can see ahead of you that is negative, you better take a posture of faith today to conquer it. Every elderly person in your family has diabetes. It is minus you.
Man.
You didn't hear what I said. Everybody in your family has cholesterol. It is minus you. Everyone that is about to die in your family, they die with stroke symptoms. It is minus you.
Amen.
Everybody grows. By the time they are 45, they are drunkards. It is minus you.
Amen.
Shout, it is minus me.
Say,
I am not the one.
Say,
it is minus me.
Say,
I will not be a victim. Shout, I will not be a victim. Scream, I will not be a victim. Say, by the faith in the name of Jesus, my story will be different. My story will be different. My final days shall be better. My latter days shall be better. Say, my end shall be better. My end shall be good. Say, I will not suffer the same thing they suffered.
That's
what I'm saying. Clap your two hands. I'm speaking to someone. I'm telling you, So you are young, you have observed something. You have seen that everybody is failing.
Everybody
is failing that course in the school.
That course will be a dinkuku.
You must take the posture of faith.
So Gina with GDM.
Don't wait till you get to that class.
Men,
or that
lecture
class. And have that lecture. Don't wait. Apply faith. Use faith.
For GDA.
Start telling yourself no.
Catch your said dab.
You know, yesterday I was called for a meeting.
And now a friend.
A friend
is she maybe
at men's school.
Oh, men's school.
By a stranger.
Obi a minimum.
Called for a meeting.
A friend.
Say battles. But you see, I have taken the posture that I have worn before arrival. Before arrival. Before I step there. I'm a winner. No matter what, I will conquer.
I'm found in here, basically.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you have not yet gotten there, but people are planning about you. Yeah, somebody called me for a meeting and threatened me. We were sitting down at men's school. He said, I want to see you.
So
I drove to his house. This afternoon, I'll go for a meeting with you, okay? I just drove to his house. And then he started talking. Me, I am the one five churches here. We are talking plenty. I was just sitting, I've crossed my leg, I'm just watching. I was just telling myself that this guy wants to die early.
That's all.
You say you fight churches. It means you will die early. It means you will die a miserable death. You fight churches. Like that is your description. You fight churches. You fight churches. You fight churches. If you fight churches, then you will die. When we came here, we were building this temple. One of my boys went down there to go and get something. Someone was down there, one woman was down there, was saying that we'll see how they will stay in this place, they will do church. We'll see. We don't know the woman. We don't know the person from anywhere. But the person, we have come here fresh. We are now building blocks.
Everybody
said that we'll see. My son came to tell me that I said, okay, she will die and leave us. We'll still be here and she's dead. She's dead too. She's gone. If you dare me, I'll kill you. You see, anybody who declares that, hey, me, I'll fight church. You fight church, you will die.
You want to say, I'm going to quit here, sorry, yeah.
And if you don't die, you die a miserable death. Like you suffer on earth till you die. Those on Facebook, they're always talking against churches. So listen.
See,
you have to take a posture of faith. Before the battle, God, battles are waiting for you. You think that the devil has finished. You have won in Odoko, so you think when you go to men's school, they will not fight. Everywhere you go to, there are battles. You go to their battles, but you will be victorious. You conquered in secondary school, when you get to tertiary, you have to go and fight again. But you will be victorious.
Amen.
You conquered in relationship. Nobody was in relationship in your house that became something good. Your relationship has become good. You have won in relationship. But may you also win in marriage. I said, may you also win in marriage. And the body that raises a battle, a raging, an objection to what God wants to do in your life, God will take a stance against them. Yeah, that's how God works. And will fight them. And if they don't repent, he will clear them from your path. And you have peace of mind. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands.
1
John 5 verse 4. Very, very powerful. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12.
Timothy, whom may take it in sin, you do me.
Timothy 6:12. He said, fight the good fight of faith.
Lay
hold on eternal life. Listen, this week, don't miss the program. I'm just preparing the way because God is going to use the men of God coming to be a great blessing to us. But you must believe and be available. Verse 12, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on
eternal.
It is your ability to fight that gives you the victory. It gives you victory before you even get there. Go back to the scripture. To which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many. Number 4. Faith in God
fortifies
and shows our lives against arrows and missiles of the enemy. Faith in God, it fortifies you and shields you against the arrows and missiles of the enemy. Every plan they plan for you, because of the faith you have in God, you see that it blocks. It will block it. They will throw it. You see, your faith is like a shield with which you
are.
When they throw the arrow, because you said, I cannot be sick, it blocks it. Because you said, I cannot be jobless, it blocks it. Because you said, it is minus me, it blocks it. That is faith. It becomes your shield. It becomes your shield. Ephesians 6 verse
16.
The Bible says that above all, taking the shield of faith,
with
which you'll be able to quench, block all the darts. Charlie, have faith. Don't wake up from a dream and you are scared.
Man, sorry,
and you are afraid. Use your faith to block that dream. I shall not die, but I shall live. You had a dream that you were dead, or you had a dream that you are among dead people, old people who are dead, that you know, and you wake up, don't say, I'm about to die. Say, no, I cannot die. I shall live to declare the
word.
What you have done is that you have used your faith to block it. Had a dream, a snake has beaten you. They have poured sewage on you. They poured smelly things on in a dream. You wake up in the morning, what do you do? Speak the word of God. That no weapon formed against me shall prosper. What you have done is that you are shielding, you are blocking it. Speak the word. He destroys the devices of the crafty. So that their hands are not able to carry out their intention. This is the word of God. The Bible says that God disappoints the devices, the weapons of the enemy, so that they cannot carry out their intention. So this wicked intention of the devil I have dreamt about, I block it in Jesus' name. That is how to attack it. Do you understand how to attack? How to defend yourself? When somebody comes to you and tell you that, you have to speak back the word of God. You have to speak back the word of God. You have to let him know that the Bible says that for when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When they are going through the list and they come across your name, they will say, let's leave this sister alone. Let's leave this brother alone. Your case will be different.
You'll
be exempted.
Are
you getting what I'm saying? By your faith. Use it as a shield.
Fire.
Everybody will fail this course. Everybody has failed this course. Oh. Say minus me.
As I won't count.
Bible says that I shall be above only and not below.
I
cannot be the last.
Mean to mean
I cannot fail.
mean to me,
he that is above all. He that comes from above. So I am above. I cannot be below.
Mean to me, what?
Use your faith.
The Bible
says that, and Daniel and his friends, they became 10 times more intelligent than the other
students. Daniel in another phone, one
I cannot be daft.
Mean to me, you'll be a man.
I put your hands on your head and said that, prince, you cannot be daft.
But that truth is negative. Mean to me, you'll be a mitier.
No, it will not be you.
And you will.
Have to lay hands on your head. I learn, I forget. I bind it in Jesus' name. I cannot forget. Bible says that he has given me the Holy Spirit who remind me of all things. All things is not just spiritual things. It's not just Bible quotations. Why is it the Holy Spirit remind you all things? It includes mathematics. It includes science. It includes geography. It includes everything. Everything. The Holy Spirit can remind you. Unless you don't learn it. If you don't learn it, garbage in, garbage out. You didn't put anything inside. So what does it remind you? Receive a help from God. Receive help from God. Receive help from God. Receive help from God. Every weapon that has been formed against you, I command it to scatter.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, you are covered. You are covered. November, December, you will not die before your time.
Amen.
You will not die before your time.
Amen.
You will not die before your time.
Amen.
November, December.
November,
whatever
December.
Whatever witches are put together against you, I command that it shall not come to pass. It shall not come to pass. Whatever wizards are imagining against you, it shall not stand. They will go for a meeting in your family house. When they mention your name, fire will come upon them. Fire will consume them. Fire will consume them. Fire will consume them. When they levitate in your office, when they ascend into the heavens to do enchantment and do juju powers and do mojos, divination, and they use your picture, they will catch fire. When they use your dress, they will catch fire. When they use your photograph, they will catch fire. When they use your shoe, they will catch fire. When they blow something into the atmosphere upon your seat, in your chair, in your chair, in your office, in your gate, in your entrance, on your compound, in your house, they will catch fire. For no weapon from the against you shall prosper. Shout, it shall not stand. Shout, it will not stand. Shout, it will not stand. Shout, it will not stand.
When they go
to school, they will force exercise, especially during exam time. It will not stand. Say it will not stand. When something good is about to happen, that's when the devil bewitch them. Then they make mistake. Then they get problem. Happens to them in marriage. Happens to them in office work. Happens to them in their business, their career. It looks like when something good is about to happen, they get a problem before that good thing, and that problem robs them of the good thing they are about to get. Say from today, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Clap your two hands. Clap your two hands. Clap your two hands. Number five.
The last,
faith in God is key to wholeness in life. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. Wholeness. You will be healthy.
Announce
to somebody, you will be healthy.
Catch you,
start believing you will be healthy. Start believing you will be okay. Start believing you will be healed. Start believing you are healed. Start believing the health of God is going through your life. Start believing sickness is leaving your body. Don't accept it. Combat it. Fight it.
Put here.
With your faith. You have to start laying hands on your body and commanding that sickness to disappear. You have handled it for too long. It's about time you spiritualize it. Tell somebody, it's about time you spiritualize your health. It's about time you take it spiritual. And in faith, you can be whole. Jesus told the woman, Matthew 9:22, your faith has made thee whole. Mark 10:52, he said, your faith has made thee whole. Your faith has made
you.
Amen. Clap your two hands.
Come, Sammy,
rise to your
feet.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.